This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi a short while ago. For the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamika, are also attending the conference. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke at the event. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day on the first day of the winter session today amid ruckus by the opposition on alleged bribery charges against a particular business group and other issues. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled at 11:45 this morning after the first adjournment, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankhar urged the opposition members to allow the House to function normally. As noisy scenes prevailed, he adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, when the House met in the morning, the Chairman rejected the adjournment notices given by the opposition MPs on the alleged bribery charges against the business group, Manipur violence and other issues. In the Lok Sabha, when the House again met at 12 noon after the first adjournment, members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others created a uproar over several issues, including the alleged bribery charges against a business group and the reported violence in Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. Amid the pandemonium, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed hope that the winter session of Parliament will be productive and filled with constructive debates and discussions. Speaking to media ahead of the Parliament session this morning, Mr. Modi said Parliament's winter session is special for many reasons, including for the beginning of the 75th year of Constitution's adoption. He said it marks a glorious milestone for democracy. Hitting out at the opposition, the Prime Minister said a handful of people rejected by the public are trying to control the Parliament by creating disorder. He said the time in Parliament should be utilized to further enhance India's global reputation and prestige. The government has announced year-long celebrations beginning tomorrow to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. The celebrations across the country will continue till the 26th of November next year. On 26th of November 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India adopted the Constitution, which came into effect on 26th of January 1950. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has rejected the allegations made by some quarters that the Constitution is under threat, maintaining that it should not be seen through the narrow prism of politics. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, ahead of the Constitution Day to be observed tomorrow, Mr. Birla stressed that the Constitution belongs to the people of the nation and every section of society has faith in it. The full interview can be heard in Surkhiyon Mein program of Akashvani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said India has emerged as a global leader in the cooperative movement. In an article to National Dailies, Mr. Shah said, the cooperative sector is known not only for enriching economically aspiring individuals, but also for integrating them into the mainstream of the economy. As the ongoing International Film Festival in Goa enters its second half, the spotlight today has been on regional cinema. Around 75 films are being screened at the festival today. Directors of various films walking the red carpet, speaking to Akashvani, the actor and producer of the Kannada film Kere Bete, showcased under the Indian Panorama's feature section, Gauri Shankar SRG highlighted the beauty of the regional cinema, stating that it is deeply rooted in culture. And in cricket, India registered a resounding 295-run victory over hosts Australia in the first test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. The emphatic win marks one of India's largest test triumphs. The second test is scheduled to be played from the 6th of next month at Adelaide Oval. And that is the end of this news bulletin.